Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Pingu. Pingu. Okay, everybody. This is the Pingu Prance. I want everybody up to do the Pingu Dance. My name is Pingu. Come on, dance to the beat. It's easy if you try. Just watch my feet. Let's all be happy and have some fun. Let's count to 10 and start with 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's go to 11. Stomp your feet and turn around. Reach for the sky, now touch the ground.
Oh, yes. Hit the ground running, Dave. That's how you got to start the show.
That's awful, though.
As you mean to go on, David Hasselhoff and Pingu. The greatest musical collaboration since David Bowie and Mick Jagger dancing in the street.
Big in Germany, isn't he?
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Morning, then. Thank you to gorgeous Nimone. I was having a chat with her earlier.
Were you, little chitter-chat?
Just checking that she was all right, because she's done a few days on the air in a row without taking any time off. And just making sure that everything was all right at home. You see, she was avoiding anyone.
I think she's just enjoying a consistent run.
It's 3 weeks coming up, though, so yeah, 3 week holiday.
Enjoyed listening
to her. Well, it's a holiday. She's training for the Olympics, but I class that as a holiday. How difficult can it be? Just run fast. You know what I mean?
Get up, bit of running, go back to bed.
We've all run fast, you know. Last orders at the bar. If you're the other side of the pub,
you hear that bell go,
you've got to sprint. Anyway, football last night. Apparently, it was a very important game. Everyone's coming up to me going, oh, Josh game last night. Oh, big game. Josh game last night. The big game of the week was Monday night, not last night. That was the Leeds-Leicester game.
You didn't see any of it last night?
I saw bits and bobs of it, but, you know.
Not interested?
No. I thought they played all right. You know, if they'd have played like that all season, those two teams would be doing well now, but what could you do? Anyway, we'll discuss that later. 6:57, I'm Chris Moyles. Morning.
People always talk about
Jamelia and Superstar. Morning, then, all you early risers. And I love that, early. See, there, you got to say that. That's what people are, early risers, Dave.
Is that our audience?
You get that out of the Radio 1 DJ doing the Radio 1 breakfast show manual.
Good morning, early risers.
Been written by some of the greats. Tony Blackburn, DLT, your mate, Noel Edmonds.
He thinks I'm a cretin, isn't
That's
he?
True, yeah. One. Sell them wrong. Right, so here we go then. Wednesday, big day for us. It's the TV recording of our game show. Notice I've called it our game show now. Sorry, Dave's game show. Reverse a word. So we're very excited about that. Coming up, we'll play The Darkness. We'll play something else. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
12 Marines die in the worst trouble since the war. And it's past 7.
Just checking my emails during that news and sport bulletin. But don't worry, I still was paying attention.
No,
it was nice to hear that story about Claudio Ranieri. Claudio Granieri. God bless him. And I'm checking my emails from yesterday, Dave. Mm. We got an email from Nigel May. Do you remember Nigel May?
Remember Brian May?
No, Nigel May was Avago TV's top presenter.
Oh, was he the one that you were sort of flirting with in the afternoons?
I wouldn't say flirting, I wouldn't use that word at all.
Well, you were, because you did sort of develop some stirrings amongst him.
No, I was playing the Avago games on Channel 235, and he was presenting.
But he thought that you wanted to have a go, I think.
I don't know about that. But anyway, he's leaving.
Is he?
And he sent a nice email in. So that channel will never be the same again. Just so you know, by the way, Dave, because I know you're interested, Saturday the 10th at 11 p.m. will be his last show. He's doing Avago Balls.
Crumbs.
What? No Avago Balls.
Oh, that's sad news, isn't it? Yeah. We wish you all the best, Nigel, if you're listening, if you are an early riser.
If you're not busy, do tune in and play a game or two of Avago Balls.
I'd like to.
Yeah. Dominic, you into that?
No, what are Avago Balls?
Avago Balls. You know, you've seen Avago, the channel.
I've seen Avago, with the ball.
You've seen virtual horse racing, so
yeah,
you must have seen Avago.
I like virtual horse racing.
It's like bingo.
Is it?
Great, yeah. And then spin to win. There's loads of great games.
Good.
Yeah. Now Sky have got Super Keno.
Really?
Yeah.
That's casino.
Do you know?
I don't watch channels like that, no.
You watch virtual horse racing. You were the one who told me about virtual horse racing.
It's brilliant. It's really good.
Where you get to bet on virtual horses.
Yeah.
They aren't even real.
They're not real. and you say number two, I'll put a joke,
hello a joke sentence listening. Which you can't pronounce.
I'll put a joke bet on, you know, when you're not actually playing for money, you're just playing for fun, and then it comes in and your sense of achievement is huge.
I've no idea what he's talking about.
Have neither have I. I'm really sorry.
705.
Six minutes past seven. I'm Dominic Byrne. So, morning, Nigel. Enjoy your last Avago balls. See, you think I'm sad? You should speak to Alan. He knows the full presenter lineup of Bid Up TV. He's got his own personal account. When he phones up now, they go, "I love you, all right." He goes, "Yeah, not too bad, Trace. Listen, here's my credit card details." ODB. Can't say what it stands for.
Old Dirty. No, you can't say, can you?
Old Dirty Brian. What's his name? Brian.
Old Dirty Boots. Take them off.
What did you say?
Wipe your feet.
Old Dirty Boots. Boots.
Why, what did you think I said?
Old Dirty Boobs. Oh, I've got old dirty boobs. Just rinse them. Just wash me. In a flower. Anyway, morning. Very giddy today. How are ya? The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. So, yeah, everyone raving about this big football game last night. Apparently, it's quite important. And, congratulations to Chelsea, and all the Chelsea fans will be happy. I must admit, I'm a fan of Leeds, me. I don't know if you noticed. And my girlfriend is an Arsenal fan. So I suppose, now, the weird thing is, up until, you know, my girlfriend and the Arsenal thing, Where I am in London, where I go to the pub, there are a lot of Chelsea fans. There's a lot of Arsenal fans, but a lot of my mates who I drink with are Chelsea fans.
It's mainly Arsenal country, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But I'd back Chelsea. Mm. They watch the Leeds games with me, I watch the Chelsea games with them. Yeah, it's just a nice thing going on. Mm. But obviously now with Sophie, I'm kind of, you know, now a little bit biased towards Arsenal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, last night's game, I thought it was easy not to watch it.
Split loyalties.
Anyway, so well done to Chelsea. All the Arsenal fans must be gutted. I was singing yesterday, and I meant to say something. Juliet's doing the sport. She goes, "Oh, it might all go pear-shaped for Arsenal." I'm like, why is it going to go pear-shaped for Arsenal? Well, they might lose, and then, ooh, they might get nothing. That's stupid, that. So, they've lost two so far.
Yeah, but two massive parts of the treble.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm. And I think they jinxed them.
Do you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I'm worrying about is last year, I know that Leeds, we didn't have a great season last year. Mind you, we'd taken that one.
I was going to say, you haven't had a storm this year either.
And I remember saying on the air, listen, all the Arsenal fans, you need to get behind your team because we play you one of the last games of the season and we need the points. Don't let it get that far because knowing our luck, we'll go down to Highbury. Get 3 points, Man U will win the title. Right? So, there's, you know, and I'm thinking now to myself, listen, it's gonna happen again. You need to get behind your players. Arsenal need to do it. Otherwise, we'll go to Highbury, end up beating them. We'll give it to Chelsea then. Man, as long as Man U don't get it, everyone's happy, I suppose.
I forgot you still got to go there.
We've got to go to Highbury. We've got to go to Stamford Bridge.
Good luck.
That's 6 points right there that we probably won't get. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about football much today, but I think we should play the goals from last night, because it's only fair.
I'm just delighted for Claudio Ranieri.
Oh, so am I. Do you know, I hope that the club now turn around and say, all right, you can keep the job of which you signed a contract for. That'd be nice, you know what I mean? I won't talk about football, because it confuses Allard.
It does.
Right.
Have a go, balls.
Shut up. 7:17. I'm running away. Wolfman. It's out on Monday. It's called For Lovers. This is for lovers. Not as Alan thought. It was For Lovers. Because in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just greedy.
What's it called? For Lovers. Kind of song.
greedy guts. 20 past seven. Thank you for listening to the show today. I'd just like to say to you,
mahalo for calling this hotel.
Mahalo for tuning into the show. Thank you. Everyone's going to be saying this, and the new catchphrase for 2004, mahalo.
Mahalo.
Yeah.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
I got t-shirts printed and everything.
Mm.
Mahalo for looking at this t-shirt. It's going to be great. So, yeah, Reverse the Word, the TV show, we're filming it this afternoon. I've got to tell you, the secret, not a secret, but an off-the-air thing that came up in a meeting yesterday while we're doing off-air rehearsal. Basically, because we're doing this show, this show's been incredibly cheaply done, right? Because there's no money. So in this seven-minute TV show that we're making today, with Scott Mills as the host and Dave's quiz show,
quiz EQF. Format,
yeah, Reverse the Word. There's not enough money to edit the show, so they had to do it in one take.
But this only was brought to our attention yesterday, right? I.e., the day before, we actually do the thing. Will, who is kind of Will Kinderberg, he used to work on the show and now big
Will
TV...
Will Kinderberg?
Now big TV director.
There's no Berg at the end of his name.
Now tells us that we have to do it though. As live.
Oh, that's great. There's no money to get into this editing suite to then chop it all together, so I had to do it in one take.
Slightly concerned.
Yeah, so am I. Scott Mills has presented it.
Mm.
Huh? Stuttery Mills, God's sake. Right, buzz off. 81199 is the number on the text. 81199. 81199. Got it?
Yep.
If you don't like the track I'm going to play, text buzz off. BUZZ space OFF. Buzz off. If you like it, text buzz on. Okay? 81199. Buzz off or buzz on. I brought it in from home today. It sounds like this.
Beastie Boys?
Yes. If you were celebrating a football last night for a Chelsea fan, you had too much to drink, this will wake you up. Oh, Alan, they're from Wales, by the way.
Great. Right. Beastie Boyos.
Ha-ha!
So wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go! But she still said no!
Buzz on 81199.
You missed two classes and no homework! But your teacher brings this class like you're some kind of jerk! You gotta fight!
Fight for your right to party in it.
You gotta fight!
I like Buzz.
Why?
I'm in a bad mood this morning. I don't know.
Those noisy guitars.
Yeah.
Beastie Boyos, dude.
Boys!
Oh,
you gotta fight!
say how sad Rachel is, for those of you who haven't noticed. She always tries to hit the vocal.
I do not.
You always try to hit the break.
Noise.
You do.
There's a massive gap there.
You just went, Rachel, buzz.
Sad.
Yes.
About as sad as you too.
Rachel, buzz.
Dave.
Buzz.
Hey.
Shut up, that was my goat.
Ah, oh, right.
Trod all over that, Rachel.
Rachel is PDK.
I don't care.
Hey?
Excellent. Beastie Boys, fight for your right to party. Very disappointed in you, Alan. I thought you might have liked to, you know, grungy guys with big guitars strumming away.
Normally, but not this morning.
What a racket.
Oi! Stereotypes. It's because I'm Welsh. Let me even talk like that. What, racket.
But you do. You do
speak like that.
You do. You talk about going to the toilet.
I might. Well.
Hello. You sound like Minnie Stewart from the Steady of Phonics.
He's South Wales. I'm not from South Wales.
It's all the same to us.
It's not.
It's like Australians and Kiwis. You're all the same. You all talk funny and work behind bars in London. And with the Welsh, you know, I like Welsh people. Well, you know, that was a sweeping
statement. Some of my friends are even Welsh.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call them friends, but, you know.
That's like saying that Leeds and Londoners have the same accent.
Well, no, it's not.
It is. Wales have different dialects, just like England.
Well, give us an example, then.
North Wales.
Right.
And South Wales.
Well, give us an example of the differences.
You'd say gwaed in Welsh in North, and you'd say dwaed in English, in Welsh in the South. So it's kind of different Welsh.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for us there.
So there we go.
What the hell is... Why are you saying glade?
Gwaed.
So there's air freshness.
That means say.
Cut them in the bathroom.
Have you?
Yeah.
So when Alan goes around yours, he goes, great.
Great. Potpourri.
Not in South Wales.
What is potpourri?
Potpourri.
Hello, I'm from Wales. I smell your potpourri.
Summer meadows. Great.
Not Mexican.
Shut up, Rachel.
No, that would be pot buddy.
In the bathroom.
I smell it. It's very nice.
Well, thanks for my medals.
One love.
7:27. That's not all work, 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 you know.
Should we play a record? Yeah.
Why not?
Shut down. What's going on?
Oh, man. Nothing better to get a laugh first thing in the morning than laughing at Alan.
Who's for breakfast? The intro for dessert. Somebody order pancakes. I just sipped this.
Watching TV last night, an advert came on for this album. Now, Rachel, you know how to pronounce this.
Kanye West.
Hello! Into the mic, can you?
Kanye West.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just did a dirty den sigh. What was that about? I'm sorry about asking you to speak into the microphone for a radio show. To walk over to the mic, which is all of one step away. Can you wait? What's wrong with you today? You are a real grump today.
My headphones don't stretch.
Well, you don't need them. You've got ears. Watch this, watch. I'm over here. My headphones are... Can you wait? There you go. Can you hear me? You are the mayoress of Grumpsville today, you are. What's wrong with you? You've got a great life. Look at your life. You know, single, so all those opportunities to do whatever you want with anybody you fancy. A great job. You know, granted, you work with me, but, you know, at a high point in your career, you know, you've got everything going for you. You're young, you've got your health, you know. And you're coming here all grumpy. Things could be a lot worse, you know. You could be Lorraine. You know?
Chase.
If you want, yeah. She's not playing ball, is she? Not playing ball here today. Okay. Do you want to have a cry?
7:32, Chris.
You can cry anytime.
Time for the news.
Cry anytime you want, my sweet. Anyway, thanks for playing along and helping the link out.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Julia, don't make faces. Don't get involved. I wouldn't if I were you. And Dave, you stop muttering under your breath as well. Dominic, don't you start joining in as well. I'll just battle away on my own. Coming up, Basement Jacks, the Amen track. Plus, and this is very exciting news for lots of people listening, we have a new single from Busted, and I'll try and contain your excitement. Coming up in a bit. Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic at 7:32.
And the main news this morning, the Americans have lost 12 Marines after a big fight west of... And the weather, another day of sunshine and showers.
Can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
Yesterday you said that. What sunshine and showers. And we even discussed the collaboration of the sunshine with the showers.
Yes.
Yesterday, as you know, I just had a little jacket on.
Yeah.
And did a bit of work in the office and, well, surfing for Paul and the usual.
Yeah.
And then decided to walk out as the biggest hailstone shower in the world decided to erupt.
Exactly, you see.
And it was, I would say it was more showers than sunshine for me.
Well, it's a mixture of both, really. It's a mixed bag in terms of the weather.
See, now, I don't agree.
Mm.
If you got a mixed bag of, you know, cola cubes,
yeah,
and
pear drops.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right, the mixed bag would be 50% of each.
Yes,
I don't think so. There was certainly more cola cubes, if you like, yesterday than
Pear drops. Sorry, my goes
70% showery probably and 30% sunny. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So today, am I going to get as much rain as yesterday or more showers?
Sunshine and showers.
It really is that vague.
Really,
today.
It is that vague.
Right, okay.
One road travel.
It's a three-number A road this morning. It's the A345 in Wiltshire. Pusey Road is closed both ways at George Lane in Marlborough for roadworks.
Oh, no.
You'll be diverted to some roads that don't have roadworks, though, making your journey a lot quicker.
Great.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
It's 7:37.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy, and he wants to play for Leeds. Cause of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
As you asked me, I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure. You know, I don't just throw my opinions out willy-nilly when it comes to being negative about some of our playlist records. But as you asked, I can't decide whether I like this record and whether it's all, you know, whether it's good or whether it's a little bit... I believe the phrase now is old school, if you want to talk about stuff like that.
I think I like it.
Do you? In the interest of fairness?
No, I mean in the interest of opinion.
There's a story doing the rounds as well, you may have heard, that the girl he talks about in the record, Eamon, she's done a reply to it.
Yeah, I think that's all cod, isn't
it? Which is amazing that the record company allowed her to do that, and the publishers allowed them to copy the track, I suppose.
But also, what great timing for this follow-up to come out just as that record is waning and falling away from our popularity.
Well, Eamon doesn't come out until Monday, yet the girlfriend's already gone into the studio and recorded a reply.
Oh, is it not out yet?
Eamon, no, Monday comes out.
I didn't realise that.
That's what I was listening to when you came in this morning.
It's a rubbish show, isn't it?
It's all right. Quite predictable.
Hmm.
It's okay.
Anyway, Eamon and it on Monday. So, the first One Big Weekend of 2004 is coming up. We're going to Londonderry in Northern Ireland. 2 days. One day is the dance day on the Saturday and the Sunday is the live bands. So you've got Pete Tong, Seb Fontaine, Just Jules, Fergie. I'll let you read out some names if you fancy as well.
I'm just going to get my script here.
Right, where are we up to?
I've just done Fergie.
Fergie, Fergie, ooh. Fergie, Fergie, Fergie.
All right, I'm with you.
Armin, you always do this to me. You always leave me with the tricky foreign names.
Yeah.
Like Armin van Buuren, Agnelli and Nelson, Carl Hamilton.
Is it Agnelli?
Well, it looks like, or is it Agnelli? Agnelli.
I've got to be honest, I've never heard of him.
Agnelli.
I've no idea who they are.
Nelson. Carl Hamilton and, of course, Tall Paul.
Is that Trevor Nelson?
No.
Who's it?
Phyllis Nelson.
Right, so you're down with it. Who are Agnelli?
They're a dance duo.
But don't tell me they're dance DJs. They're on the dance DJ day. But where are they from?
I don't know.
Do you know as much as I do?
No, I know who they are. I've heard some of this stuff.
Agnelli sounds like he might be Italian.
They've been around for a while.
Gino, yeah. Gino Agnelli.
Makes his cream up.
Anyway, they'll be there. Carl Hamilton. Tell me about him.
Well, he's not foreign.
He's Irish. He's from Northern Ireland.
There you
right.
go.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's kind of the local.
Armin van Buuren.
Sounds Dutch to me. Or Belgian.
Never heard of him either. Yeah, I'm down with my flavours.
Maybe between now and us going there, we should brush up on it.
I won't be there. I won't be there for Saturday. I'm at the pub. I might pop down to see Faithless and Fergie. That's a combination.
I'd like to be there. I'd like to see as much as possible on the Saturday.
Is that right?
Yep.
You're kissing ass today. Something bad, you. So all these tickets are free, by the way. And we're going to give away the Dance Day tickets first. So that's tickets for everybody we just mentioned, including Amon van Boon.
Agnelli Nelson.
That's right. Saturday afternoon from 5 p.m, Guildhall Square in Derry, the Radio 1 box office will be open. I love that. Box office. So get yourself to Guildhall Square, Derry, 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And we're giving them away all week throughout the day. When you hear a great quote from the legend that is Judge Jules, one of his quotes that don't really make much sense, that's your cue to call. Give away 5 pairs of tickets to 5 lucky listeners.
10 tickets in total.
That's right. A pair for each winner. Mm-hmm. That's 2 tickets, Dave. Here is Judge Jules' clip for today.
Rocking like a geologist's convention.
There you go. It's amazing he hasn't been asked to depth for breakfast. One more time, Jules' pearls of wisdom for today are...
Rocking like a geologist's convention.
When you next hear us play that, 08700 100 100 if you fancy tickets for the Dance Day in Derry to see Jules and Seb and Tongi and Fergie and Tall Paul and Carl Hamilton, Amon van Boeren and Tom and Jerry. Then
Agnelli and Nelson,
that's
they're
what I
called.
Said. Then 08700 100 100, 5 callers through, we'll get a pair of tickets each. Right?
Yep.
Once more, final time, this is what you're listening out for.
Rocking like a geologist's convention.
I've personally never been to a geologist's convention, and, you know, indeed don't know whether they do rock or not.
I've been on a geology field trip once.
The last convention that we were at, do you all remember what it was?
No.
We, by pure coincidence, ended up in a hotel.
Oh. Shall we say what that was?
Yeah,
we can't we? It was a cement convention.
That's right.
Well, it was cement and aggregates.
That's right.
Gravel as well, I think.
Very, very, very exciting people.
Mm.
Just like you and me, normal. Right, so anyway, get ready to phone up. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, as if the show couldn't get any better this morning, we've got the new singer from Busted.
Rock on.
Genius. Absolute genius. Air hostess, I like the way you dress. Wow.
I thought, because I've heard this record before, I thought, you know the way you get lyrics wrong with songs? I thought they were singing Aerosmith.
No.
How silly am I?
Air hostess, I like the way you dress.
I don't like flying, but I feel much better.
Air hostess, you're not a hag. Especially when you handed me that sick bag.
Mm.
See, now, it's a great idea to write about a sexy air hostess, but I've got to say, in most of the flights that I've taken, the air hostesses have been absolute dogs.
Air hostess, you're the real deal. I appreciate the fact you organise a vegetarian meal.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Oh, dear. Air hostess, flying high. Hope to see you. I'm currently waiting on standby. And we're making these up.
Air hostess, I feel rocked. I miss you because the toilet is blocked.
That doesn't work, does it?
Air hostess, please don't frown. If there's a problem with the engine, I hope you'll be going. There's so many lyrics that you could do. I found that no offence to any air hostesses who are listening, but I found the fittest cabin crew a virgin. I've got to be honest. Mm. Sometimes you get on a plane and you're met by Helga, the air stewardess. You're not sure whether it's a man or a woman. Wearing these dowdy clothes that your nan wouldn't even be seen dead in.
Well, they've changed it, haven't they?
Would you like a drink before the flight takes off?
In the old days...
Yes, ma'am, madam, I don't know.
In the old days, it used to be a prerequisite that air stewardesses should be good-looking. They were picked for that ability.
And
in the days now of political correctness, it's true, Rachel, don't shake your head, now they've made it more, you know, wider for all types of people.
You know, I got on a flight once and I was really shocked. And the guy, the air host, whatever...
Steward, they're called.
Yeah, that's right.
Or purser.
I don't think he was gay.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Called cabin crew.
I think I met a straight one. I know, shocking. Sometimes the men on these flights are more feminine than the females. Hello, can I get you an iced drink? Oh, you got lovely hair, you've got a gorgeous tan, you've been away for long. Anyway, my name's Derek, and if you need anything, just give me a holler, all right? This is Susan, she'll be with me for the rest of the flight.
Nice to meet you. Do you want a drink?
I'm all right, thanks very much, love.
No worries. Nice tan.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Where do you stay in when you get there?
In the hotel.
Nowhere near you, man, woman. Gotta be honest, I've gotta be honest, Virgin have got the fittest cabin crew. Do you agree?
Yeah, from my experience, I suppose, yeah, you're probably right.
And also as well, just to make a very good point, whichever airline I fly with next, I also believe they are the fittest air cabin crew as well, just in case. You know what I mean?
Thus securing a priority seat and a possible upgrade.
Ah, Mr. Moyles, you've been downgraded to sit on the toilet for the rest of the flight. Enjoy your journey. This bank holiday... Christina Aguilera, Red Man and Dirty. Someone said, have you noticed that the more budget the airline, the more budget the cabin crew?
Hello, how are you? Have you got any fags on you? I'm dying.
And that's first class on some of them. Yesterday, Dominic attempted to do an interview with David Hasselhoff. We have news about that interview coming up. Let's get all music from Coldplay and D12 and Ocean Lab. Get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's 1:08.
12 Marines die in a major fight in Iraq. Now 8:04.
Wetter in the west.
Yeah.
Brighter in the east.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Where are we?
We're kind of southeast.
Right. So what about the south?
There's no weather in the south.
Oh, the north?
Not really.
No weather?
No. It's an east and west day.
Right. You're struggling today, aren't you, with the weather?
It's a hard one to predict, to be honest.
Will there be hailstones?
Could possibly be.
Well, yeah. Well, you didn't say that in the weather.
But there could be, you know, there could be...
Rainbows?
Possibly, again. Although there was yesterday, and we got that right, because somebody texted in and say, I've just seen a rainbow. You never know, Chris. Weather's complicated.
Talking of rainbow, I don't know if... Oh, shall I mention that or not? That's a bit random. Anyone... Oh, she'll go mad. Oh, I started it now. Edith Bowman, right?
Yeah.
Normally, beautiful and very fit.
Mm.
The other day, came to work in dungarees. She looked like she was auditioning for the female part of Rod, Jane and Freddie.
That'll be Jane, then.
Huh?
Jane.
Well, yeah, I think so.
That'll be the female part.
And Colin Murray's sitting there. I looked over, I went, nice dungarees. She goes, oh, don't use that. Don't ever go with me. Because she's Scottish. And Colin goes, how are you auditioning for Rod, Jane and Freddie? And Colin starts laughing. She looks at him and she goes, don't you dare say anything on the air. So just in case he bottled it and didn't, she was dressed like Jane from Rod, Jane and Freddie the other day. Something for our older listeners, maybe. Didn't one of Rod, Jane and Freddie go off and go out with that young girl in El Dorado? Wasn't he Bunny? I'm not on my own.
No, was he?
Hang on.
I'm not on my own.
She went out with Marcus.
No. That was Pilau.
Was that him?
Named after a certain rice.
Yeah.
Was that him? I remember him and...
There was an older northern bloke with a young girl. I think he was called Bunny. And I think he was one of Rod, Jane and Freddie.
I didn't know that either.
I'm telling you. You know, I teach you guys everything.
I know that Marcus was played by Jesse Birdsall.
That's right. He's now in Footballers' Wives. Yeah. And he went out with... She was named after a rice. She was special fried. A pilau, I think she was. Mm. And she used to go, Marcus! Marcus, do you love me, Marcus? Marcus!
She was quite attractive.
Marcus, do you?
She was, actually.
Yes. Hello, Marcus. And he played a bad boy, didn't he? He's all, you know, hair slick back and all that, shades on. Leave it out, pilau, you know what I mean? Can't miss all, darling. Marcus, I love you. Yeah, I love you too, but leave it out. Not in front of the boys. Bush, bush, bush. And that's how they talk. Watched EastEnders again last night. It was like Cockney eel pie all over the place.
Yeah, I'm a murderer. That's what I do. That's what I am.
But I know you're not. I know you're not a murderer.
I am. Stay away from me.
Anybody watched it last night, you may have noticed he went, I put a can to his head. And he was shaking. He was shaking. He was nervous. I thought he was going to go and say, Harold, Harold, Steptoe and Son. He was straight impression. The acting last night, and I swear as I sit here now, anybody who watched EastEnders last night, Leslie Grantham, four scenes, in every scene that he was in, he did his trademark, it's written into his contract. He doesn't have to say anything, I don't know what it says in the script, but he goes like this. Every scene!
You watch. He sighs in every single scene. And his head goes up with the in-breath. And down to the right with the out. Like that. Watch it. I'm not lying. Watch him tonight.
I'll tell you what, Princess.
Up to the left, down to the right. That's what we're like. What are you doing? What's wrong with your head? Have you broken your neck? Anyway, so there you go. How do we get
Edith in dungarees.
Yeah, so there you go. Edith in dungarees.
Yeah, thanks.
To a dirty den, sighing. Perfect show.
Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
808, let's play D12.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
I don't know, dude. I think everybody's all jealous and because I'm like the lead singer.
Oh, the great sounds of
Ocean Lab. Oh.
Ocean Lab on Radio 1. Hey, tell you what, you and I, yeah, we're sparking this morning like cannon and ball when they didn't talk.
I don't remember them not talking.
Apparently they went through a phase where they didn't get on.
At all?
Yeah, they didn't speak to each other. Anyway, there's some random information about Comedy Double X. There you go. Do you remember years ago? Am I the only one? I've talked about this with somebody once. Am I the only one who remembers Laurel and Hardy, right? Years ago, a rumour went round, right? But Stan Laurel was Clint Eastwood's dad.
Really?
Does anybody remember that?
No.
Do you not remember that rumour? And they had, you know, and people went, well, hang on, let's have a look at Clint Eastwood's dad. Yeah, they do look alike.
I've always thought that Laurel and Hardy would be a good fancy dress for you and I to go as a double act.
I don't think I look anything like Stan Laurel.
Do you not? No. I think you could be made to quite easily.
Really?
Hmm.
He was born in Scotland.
Who?
Stan Laurel.
See, this is fascinating. People learn everything.
This is true, actually, because when we were up in Edinburgh that time for that Robbie Williams gig, yeah, there was some Laurel and Hardy memorabilia, I suppose you call it.
It was a photo.
Photos, yes.
It was a photograph of them arriving at the hotel.
That's it, yeah.
You know, my dad saw Laurel and Hardy live.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere in Yorkshire, I think.
When were they around, like, for 50 years ago or something? 40 years ago?
In the days of black and white TV.
Yeah, they started off as silent movies, didn't it?
It must have been about 50. I mean, they haven't been gigging for 40, 50 years, have they?
Well, they're dead now.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't really gig now.
They don't gig these days.
Oh, I know that, obviously. But I was just trying to work out what...
It's quite hard to do a tour when you're dead.
Which was their most productive period. 30, 40...
What, when they were alive? I'd say. That's when they were doing the most films.
Yeah. Do you remember the piano going up the stairs one? Yeah. Do you remember that one? Oh, really funny.
Yeah. Target referencing.
Yeah.
Laurel and Hardy. 818.
Hey, if we're talking about target audience, classic comedy clips, Harold Lloyd hanging off the clock. I mean, you've got to love that.
He did all those stunts
Harold
himself.
Harold Lloyd. Come on.
Yeah, but
he used to be on at 6 o'clock on BBC Two when the news came on. You watch Will of the Wisp, right, and then the news would come on. Flick over to BBC Two, Harold Lloyd.
But you can make that relevant by bringing to the fact that other famous people who've hung off clocks include the guy from Back to the Future, of course. You know, when the lightning struck and he fell off and he was holding on by the hand.
Coldplay was so impressed with Harold Lloyd, they wrote a song called Clocks. I'm trying to bring it up to date.
I've got a clock.
Have you?
Yeah,
that's good.
In my kitchen.
A clock in the studio.
You're listening to Radio 1. Take it in your radio diary.
Please. Do it today.
And every day. Mm.
Joke.
Yesterday, we found a brand new star from this show who was a receptionist at the hotel where David Hasselhoff was staying.
Aloha.
And we phoned up to speak to David Hasselhoff.
Mahalo.
But he wasn't around, and she searched the entire hotel looking for him. The restaurant... We noticed as well she was showing off. I searched the two restaurants and the two bars. No, not just one of each. They got two. Dominic even had to check the car park.
Mahalo.
Mahalo indeed.
He was nowhere to be found.
He wasn't there. He wasn't having a massage or anything.
So the interview was rescheduled for the early hours of this morning.
Yeah. I came in extra early again. Keen, full of beans.
to interview the Hoff.
You came in with a band Keen, who were full of beans.
That's right.
And how was the Hoff this morning?
He was not there.
Again. What? Right.
Unfortunately.
Where was he?
He's out with his family, visiting the sites of Waikiki.
Where?
Waikiki.
Okay.
Mahalo.
So our big interview that was planned with David Hasselhoff never happened.
No, which I was upset about. So I thought to myself, if I was to interview David Hasselhoff,
yes,
in Waikiki,
would he be on the phone?
He would be on the phone.
You know, you've got to be careful on those, you know, long distance phone conversations.
There's a long delay, isn't there?
A satellite delay, yes. It's often several seconds. He says setting up the pre-recorded item that we did earlier.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if I was to phone him on a long satellite delay in Waikiki and he was on the phone,
yes,
what would that have sounded like?
I would imagine, Dominic, it would sound like this.
Oh, okay. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Dominic.
Great. How are you today, David? You all right?
Loud and clear.
Good. You're on holiday at the moment in Waikiki. What have you been up to today?
You know, relaxed, chilled, feeling groovy. Feeling groovy.
We tried to get hold of you yesterday. I don't know if you know, but you are one slippery customer, aren't you?
Well, rubbing cream into myself all afternoon.
Right. I had a chat with Melody on reception in the hotel yesterday. It's pretty hard to pin you down, isn't it?
You know me so well already, Dominic.
So you must be pretty happy at the moment, then, I guess.
So hard. So hard. But she's a lovely receptionist.
Now, you're staying in a beautiful five-star hotel, which must be pretty expensive.
Well, I tell you, £1 million for 2 days for me and Frank Butcher together. Wouldn't you?
That's right. You star with him, don't you, in this new Sky advert. Are you a big fan of Mike Reed's acting work?
No, not really. It's actually cheap and very tacky and old-fashioned. In fact, there's a bit of a smell of fish going on here.
Right. I heard at dinner that the waiter spilt wine all over you. Is that true?
Yep, yeah. When we did it, we kept laughing and laughing, and we had to do it again and again. It was absolute. I would love to do it all over again.
Well, and what did you say to him?
Oh, yeah. I'm wet all over my pants, and it's very embarrassing.
Okay, anyway, listen, thanks very much for talking to us today. Thanks a lot for your time.
You're an idiot. You're a moron. Get out of my face before I bust your ass.
Okay, thanks for that, David.
My pleasure. Bones sinking like stones,
all that we fall for. It's Coldplay, nice to hear that. Don't panic. It's coming to 8:25 at Radio 1. So, we're giving away some pairs of tickets for the dance day. Amanda from Portadown has won a pair. Well done, Amanda, for spotting Judge Jules. Richard from Sandbach. He's going to One Big Weekend on the Saturday. Kelly O'Donnell from Crumlin. You're going to see the dance. Damien from Derry. You will be the lord of the dance, kind of. And Andy Foster from Kings Winford. You're all going. Then. And if you want any tickets, if you haven't won, Joe Wilde will be giving away more later on. Guildhall Square, Derry, 5 p.m. Saturday is when we're opening our box office doors during Judge Jules' show. Tickets for the dance day if you want to go to One Big Weekend coming up in April. Load play.
All right, let's do it! One Big Weekend. Get ready.
My personal pal, half a dollar.
Hello, half a dollar here. If I can't do it, it can't be done.
Radio 1. Newsbeat. See, Radio 1, Newsbeat. That's what he was saying, see? Anyway, 50 Cent, If I Can't. Coming up then, Erasmus will play Pink. And we'll also talk about Reverse the Word. We filmed today. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
12 American Marines have been killed in an attack west. It's now 8:33.
I smell radio awards. From today's show. Thanks, Dom. I was going to drive down the A345 today. Now I'm not. Stu on the M25.
No, you're welcome, Stu. That's why we're here.
Dom, just a quick question. What's the A345 between Amesbury and Salisbury like? Will it be affected by traffic?
Salisbury.
Salisbury, sorry.
Well, I can't really answer that because Marlborough has certainly got roadworks, but as for the other road, I think it's best to check with your local traffic information team.
Well, that was from Steve Matthews from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I just best phone ahead, Steve.
Amesbury, interestingly, is the location of Stonehenge.
and the hits just keep on coming.
Chris Miles knows the stars, he knows Dale and Anton Deck, and Vernon, Tess and Richard, and Will and Gareth Gates, and Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu, Roy Walker and Davina, but he's never met Des Lynam.
Need to stop a second. We need to check, Rachel, if that is true. There. No, that's not true at all, is it?
I'll have a look.
Hang on a second. No, it's not. No, do you know what? Forget it. It's not, is it?
No.
You'll never know what it was. It's not, is it?
I'll get back to you.
Thank you. What?
What was what?
I know.
Just a text to do with your sexuality.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Mahalo. 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 Mahalo.
Excellent. Rasmus and Pink at Radio 1. It's 8:42. Text message comes in which says, reverse award was plugged last night on Challenge TV. It's also in the Sky Guide for next week, but it just says game show.
They don't want to give too much away.
It's the game show nobody's talking about.
Well, we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah,
Scott Mills has talked about it.
Okay, it's the game show.
Limone's mentioned it.
Mentioned it. She's not talked about it, has she?
No.
So, how are you feeling at this time, Dave? As the creator of the show, you must be quite nervous.
I feel like an expectant father, just about to give birth to a whole new quiz show format.
I'm going to leave little gaps after these so that Newsbeat can take the audio and put
it. Oh, I see.
Because I'm sure they'll be putting into a package at 12:45 today.
Probably.
Yeah. So, how did you come up with the idea for Reverse Award, Dave?
Well, I remember, as if it were only weeks ago, I was lying on the sofa watching a quiz show, and I thought, I can do this. And I started to throw a few... I'll do that again for Newsbeat. Yeah. I started to throw a few ideas around in my head and came up with Reverse Award, based on the fact that everybody knows it's very difficult to spell words backwards.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so how did Scott Mills get the part as presenter of the TV version of Reverse Award?
Well, despite our efforts to try and get hold of Paddy O'Connell and Dale Winton, Scott was always my first choice as presenter, and so we were delighted at Dave Itty Entertainment when we managed to secure his services for the first ever pilot of Reverse Award.
What would you say to rumours that Scott was the only person who was available to do it as everybody else turned you down?
I would squash those rumours.
Squash?
Mm-hmm.
Right, lovely. So what's the forecast then for this afternoon?
The forecast is great. Everybody is very excited. The team and the crew and the directors and the lighting people and the costume and wardrobe and all those sort of people that...
Costume and wardrobe?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people that are required to make a television show successful.
Right.
And they're all on hand now. They're probably beavering away as we speak.
Beavering?
And they're hugely excited, as we all are, at what should be a very, very exciting day in the world of television.
Can you give us any secrets or little insights into the show? Will you be appearing on Reverse Award? Will the listeners of the show get to see your face?
I think everybody will just have to watch Challenge TV next... When's it going?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday? No, Tuesday, 13th. Everybody will have to watch Challenge TV next Tuesday, the 13th of April, to see what happens.
Now, I know that I've been looking at the script, and I do know, actually, that you make a little appearance, I think, as does Dave and Rachel. I think Dominic's in there.
I am Dave.
What?
I am Dave.
Allard, sorry. Right. It's easy to mix the two up. So, yourself and Rachel and Allard, and I think Dominic and Juliet appear, Joe Graham, the executive producer, Claire from reception, the cleaners. There is one person missing from the list, which is me.
Right.
What's that all about?
Well, we felt that you were too big for such a show, and that we possibly couldn't afford your appearance fee.
Which is fair enough, I'll give you that. Well, Dave, good luck with the show, and let's hear a little example of what it will be like when Reverse Award hits the airwaves of Challenge TV.
Excellent news.
It's Reverse Award, the game show that's totally backwards. On Rachel's team, it's Dom from News.
Wave, Dom, wave.
And on Alan's team, it's Juliet from Sport.
Wave, Jules, wave.
Now, let's meet your host. Say hello to Scott Moyles.
Oh, yeah. I meant to get that changed. Did you get that changed?
I think we're going to edit that later.
Okay, right.
In the land of Radio 1.
Getting a lot of people asking when exactly Reverse Award is going to be on.
Hmm.
I mean, it's almost like they actually care and quite fancy watching the show.
We've just checked the listings, actually, for next week and currently can't find it, but I think that's probably a typo.
Sure it is. So what day is it? Have we confirmed the day and the time?
I thought it was Tuesday the 13th, because I remember thinking it clashed with the Leeds-Everton game.
Right. Is that, do you concur, Rachel?
Yes.
Right, there you go. At the dizzy height prime time of 9:50 p.m.
I tell you what, it's a lot better than I thought we were going to get. I thought it was going to be quarter past 3 a.m.
I think it gets repeated as well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do we get extra for that?
You get a repeat fee. You get 70% of your original fee.
Right.
How much are you getting for doing this today?
I can't divulge figures.
Yeah. It's nothing, isn't it?
That's why I can't divulge figures.
So when it gets repeated, you'll get another 70% of nothing, Dave. You'll get enough.
Thinking about it, we should have negotiated a proper buyout deal.
See, do you still own the rights, by the way?
Yeah.
Right.
All of them.
Right. You've said to them you have permission to do this once, but I still own the rights. You've got them to sign that, right? The legal and binding document?
I just kind of assumed that would be okay.
That'd be nice.
Do you think I've been a little bit naive in this whole thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. Princess Productions, I might sell that around the world now and make billions.
They can't do that, because it's my idea. Everyone knows that.
You got nothing written down, son.
Yeah, but it was first talked about on here. We've published it.
Technically, then the BBC own it.
Yeah, that's a mistake, isn't it? Let's back up that road. Isn't it my intellectual property?
Actually, you sign away all intellectual property rights to the BBC as well.
Let's have a drink after the show.
A jink.
A jink.
It sounds like you've had a jink already, my darling. Actually, yeah. Do you know what the funniest thing is? We are all having a drink after the show.
Are we?
Yeah.
Why?
What?
Today?
Yeah, because, well, Will Greyhead, right, Alky Greyhead said, well, when the show's finished, we'll all go to the pub and have a few jars to celebrate our success in television. Well, you know, for some of you, the first time, and actually, looking at me, probably the first time as well.
Sorry, after the TV, I thought you meant after this show, because I was thinking, well, that'd be a mistake, going to the pub before we film Reverse Award.
What time do we have to be at the studio?
11-ish. The pub's not even open till 11.
But they might have a bar there.
They might do, actually.
I can stop at the offie, around the dodgy offie.
Get some cans.
Pick up some tinnies.
Yeah.
We all turned up to the TV studios going, hi, is this Reverse Award? Yeah. Can put these on ice for us, could you? Yeah. For John Smith. Crack it. Thanks very much.
It might loosen us up a little bit. Calm the nerve.
Scott Mills has presented it. You don't want that guy any looser than he already is.
Mm.
Any more loose and fall apart. So, Reverse Award, it's a 7-minute pilot. And it will go on Tuesday the 13th of April, 9:50. Repeated the following day, Wednesday, at 4:50 in the afternoon and 9:50 again. So you get to see it twice.
I really think I should speak to my legal department.
Dude, that's going out 3 times.
I know, and I get paid...
nothing.
Diddly.
Yeah, diddly. Squat. Challenge TV, Sky Digital, 121. It's also available on NTL and TeleWest Broadband. Or just pop into Dixon's during the day, ask them to put Challenge TV on in the Italian window, then come back later on that evening, stand outside and watch it. Make up your own words for it.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing, outcasts are everlasting.
Morning, if you're just waking up, you lazy gets. For the rest of you, it's 8:57. If you start work at 9 o'clock, you'll just over 2 minutes to get there. Joe Wiley listening on the way in?
I would imagine so.
I think she sometimes goes to the gym before.
Really?
Because before we did breakfast, I used to see her in there.
Wow. Didn't know they had a bar in the gym around the corner for Joe.
They don't.
That's so Wiley. Brother. We should do a poll one day of people who listen, who do other radio shows that start at 10. Yeah, if you're listening, I listen every day. I do the mid-morning show on Radio Nowhere. I love your show. It's great. What, Dave? Now.
I'm a bit worried about getting shafted, you know.
I beg your pardon?
This whole Reverse Award thing.
Oh, there's the trail right there.
We'll talk about it later. No, we won't, actually. Let's move on. Tedious thing, Dave. How do you get today's from yesterday's 1,000 Trees Stereophonics?
1,000 trees is probably the amount that we take to make up a small forest or medium-sized wood. Totally put off there. Wood, first name Ronnie, is a member of the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones tend not to gather any moss. Moss, first name Kate, is a British supermodel who's apparently now dating that fellow who starred in Our Friends in the North, alongside Christopher Eccleston, who is now the new Doctor Who. Doctor Who was a program that first introduced the phenomenon of the Dalek. Dalek rhymes with garlic. Garlic comes in the form of clothes. If you remove the L from clothes, you're left simply with coves, which is a plural of the word cove, a small round sheltered bay or inlet, often favoured by pirates, as it traditionally provided good protection. Protection was the title of a 1995 track by Massive Attack, which charted number 14. Number 14 is a shirt number worn by Mr. Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry plays for Arsenal, who were knocked out of the Champions League last night by Chelsea, and I would imagine Chelsea were so pleased with this result that they went back to the dressing room and were having such a good time that they had a big jump around to celebrate. Jump Around, which links us to Around by House of Pain.
Did you ride that on the back seat of the bus on the way in this morning?
Here it comes.
Nice.
Genius.
Great track. House of Pain, Jump Around. I think everybody listening to the show at least once in their life has been drunk and literally has jumped up and down to that song.
A bit like Chelsea last night, probably in the dressing room. They were so pleased that they did jump around.
Yes, the jump around. Hello, I am cloudy and rainy. I am weatherman at Chelsea.
You got the right version as well, not the acoustic version today.
No, you're not allowed to mention that.
Oh, who were really?
I got told off by Alex Shady. Don't slag the music department off.
What, the rubbish ones? Throw sticks to start upstairs, Pinky and Perky.
No.
Monkeys on typewriters.
Yeah, don't mention them.
You see, in a way, you're doing it again.
No. I'm saving yo ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo ass was in a sling then, and I unslung you. Trying to sort you out.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it was a seamless sling. Seamless, tedious sling. 9:04.
What part of the show is it, Dave?
Half time.
And the catchphrase?
You've got me echo ready.
Yes.
Let's get ready to ramble.
Rachel made a face when I mentioned the last link.
Which bit?
The bit where I said we're not allowed to mention.
Oh, right, okay.
Not allowed to mention the music.
Rachel, what would you like to say about it?
Nothing.
Right, okay. You made a comment to me privately about that, didn't you?
Yeah, privately.
It's not private anymore. I said, if my ass is in a sling,
I say what I said. I thought the image of monkeys on typewriters was funny. But I also said dissing the music team was wrong.
Wrong, man. Don't diss them.
You did say it was very funny.
I said the image of monkeys on typewriters was funny.
Don't diss them.
But don't diss the music team.
I haven't dissed the music team.
I don't even use the word diss normally.
Nor do I.
It's kind of street jive, isn't it? And also, a town in Norfolk.
Is this the that has
near Cromer?
S?
No, it doesn't. It's got two S's.
You're listening to Radio 1.
I know six.
So we're out for a few drinks after the TV recording, Rachel?
I was going to go to the gym.
Okay. After a few drinks, then after the TV recording, Rachel?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Actually,
they'll have wine.
Your favourite drink? Named after your personality.
I'm not drinking wine at the moment.
What? When was the last time you had a drink? Honestly, when's the last time alcohol touched your lips?
Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
You're lying, look at me.
I am not lying.
A Sunday, really?
Absolutely.
Okay, so today then, a few wines?
No.
Do you know, an old bottle of Pinot and a straw? Come on, love, your favourite.
Prior to last night, I hadn't drunk since Friday.
It is true. Fascinating. Can I just ask, Rachel and Dave, why has Alad got a rainbow elastic belt wrapped around his chest and nipple eye area?
I've been asking him this all day and also saying that he looks stupid. Alad.
Just, it felt like a bit of a, I don't know, comfort thing. So I've been playing with this kind of belt all day, that's all. Nothing major.
There are clubs and websites for people like you.
Are there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones are they, then?
Well, for people who like being tied up in elasticated rainbow belts.
No, it's just playing around. Just, you know, had around my stomach, had around my belt.
Stomach?
Stomach.
Hello? I had around my stomach.
But my favourite position is this one here with it.
Oh, okay, I don't want to look. Shoulders. I'm not looking. Tell me when it's safe to look.
Chris.
I don't want to see his favourite position.
I might wear it for reverse award.
Oh, you, no, you won't.
No?
Huh? Might wear it for the job club.
I've got
a look now, Rachel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I've got a belt like that that goes on my suitcase.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is this...
It's thicker than that, and it's not rainbow colour.
Let me describe to everyone. You know when you're a kid, you get those elasticated, cheap-looking belts? Alan's got one of those wrapped around his chest.
I don't know why we've got...
Tied around his chest.
Somebody sent it in to us, and I just like it. I just walk around with it and play with it.
I think you might find that was sent to me, actually.
Was it? Is that what it was? Do you want it?
But why, hang on, no, who cares? Why have you got it wrapped around... Seriously?
It's just...
As if you weren't enough of a freak.
Just playing around. I just found it quite funny just to play and every now and then if I'm...
Can I play with it?
Yeah, do you want it?
Yeah, let me come around there. Let me come around.
I just thought of a game too.
No, Chris.
No. Let's have a little...
You hold one in.
I've had my weekly kicking. I don't want any more.
Stand up.
Oh, here we go.
Stand up.
Please, Chris.
Did you just say please?
Please.
Stand up, please.
No, I don't mean stand up.
All right, okay. Hands behind your back. All right, let's play on this elasticated belt, okay? And let's see if we can tie your hands together.
I can't take the calls for car park catchphrase if they're tied around my back.
No, you don't. I wouldn't worry about that. That's the least of your worries. Okay.
This is a really interesting position. I don't like this.
Unfamiliar to you?
Oh, hang on.
What?
I need the blood in those hands. It's a bit tight.
You have no chance, my love. Right, now... Oh! I did not mean to spank you then with the belt. How do you tie it? Is it like that?
You've got to put it through the first and then twist
it.
That? That's very tight.
Okay, good. Now we play a game. Kick Alad up the ass because his hands are tied.
Stop it. Chris!
Oh, hey!
Oh, hey! Hey!
Come on! Let's fight
Chris.
To the death!
Rachel!
Mother Hubbard!
Rachel!
Come on!
Producer!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
Right! Oh, 100! You can
stop
tickle him and he can't push you away!
Chris, that's not nice.
Why?
Because we're on national radio.
Can I just tickle you?
No, I don't like being tickled. It's worse than being kicked.
Really? No.
I want to tickle you.
I don't like the tickle. Tickle hurts more than kicking
look at him,
does.
Look,
I don't like it.
I love this. This is like evil Alad. Turns into evil Alad. He's like a yobbo.
Some people can tickle nicely and right. You don't. You hurt when you tickle.
I don't.
You do. You stick your fingers too far in and it hurts too
what?
Much.
What? Good
it's
morning.
Like, you know if you go for your ribs,
right.
Some people just go, he kind of goes, and he kind of...
Hang on, let's just back this up a minute.
You're listening to Radio 1.
He sticks his fingers
yes!
too far in.
Ouch!
He goes doodle-doodle-doodle.
That hurts.
Okay, now, Dave, you tell me. Look at this. Does this look...
Do it to Dave. Do it
okay,
to Dave.
I'll do it to Dave.
Do it to
are
Dave.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is that hard tickling, Dave?
That, you don't do that.
No.
You don't do that to me.
All right, Dave.
What do you do?
Is this hard tickling or soft tickling?
I'm going to show Dave. Oh, stop, that's
right, there. That's...
Stop it.
There. Is that hard or soft?
That's all right. I can deal with that.
How about
stop
this?
Stop it! Ouch!
You're listening to Radio 1. It's Wednesday the 7th of April, and the time approaching 12 minutes past 9.
Can you take these off? I need to find these callers who are calling for...
It's all right, Rachel, so what do you mind answering the phones?
No, that's fine, and Jocelyn's out there, so we're all okay.
There you go. So you're alone in the studio with your hands tied behind your back.
Not for the first time.
Yeah, deja vu, kick it in yet, is it? I've never heard of them, are they a band?
All the way from Sweden. Deja vu.
Alad, I was only messing with you.
I just don't like your tickling.
All right. I don't like your face. Now.
10 past 9, Radio 1. Hello there. It's grown on me, that record, a little bit, must be honest.
Mm.
Going to be in the Live Lounge with Joe Wiley on Monday. Oh, we're not with Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley's just in the studio and just through the glass. Natasha Bedingfield, out the 3rd of May. Single.
It's quite catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, Daniel's little sister. You got photos of Natasha on your desk. What's that all about?
Well, they were sent to me by record company personnel in response to your link where you said you weren't sure what she looked like.
And what's your opinion of verdict now?
She's better looking than Daniel.
Beautiful.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley.
This is Radio 1.
It's not just Joe Wiley who's got all the exclusives. Tomorrow, we have a world exclusive. The first ever play, wait for this, do about 10 past 8, quarter past 8 tomorrow morning, the first ever play in the world of Insania.
Peace up, A-Town.
I know.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I've heard it already. We'll play it tomorrow morning. World exclusive, Dave. Have you heard it already? Peter Andre's Insania then tomorrow morning. Rachel and I are just having a conversation about something, and I can't say what it was about, but I've just been saying, she goes, oh, do you really think? I said, well, no. I only said that because I know that it makes you smile. Because, you know, you agree with that opinion.
It's not true.
Okay, I tell you what. Give me the most serious peed off face you can muster up, right?
No, because I don't know what you're going
to
say.
I'll say it off the air. Don't worry. So, you know, just give a, don't smile. And I'll say two things. And then I can guarantee the second one will make you smile. Okay?
I can't stop laughing now.
You got to be serious. So tell me when.
Go on then.
Okay. I think.
Okay.
Right, not smiling. Okay. I think.
Not smiling.
No?
No.
See, that made you smile.
Because you're being silly.
No one can hear what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Really? How about that? Do you agree with any or all of those comments?
None.
No one knows what I'm saying. Dave, are you aware of this conversation?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Right, okay, see? There you go. And Dave's got headphones on and everything.
Mm.
Sorry, it doesn't mean anything to you, the listeners. I apologise. Colin Nadith are back today at 1 o'clock. Sandwich between the beautiful female bread that is Joe Wiley and Sarah Cox.
Lady bread.
That's right. And I've listened to a bit of the show, and they seem quite happy and chirpy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Colin leading the way, and Edith, you know, hanging on to him there. He's like flying through the air of radio waves.
They're like Hansel and Gretel.
See, now, I wouldn't have said that, really, about them. Why would you say that?
Well, because it's as if they're walking through a new forest, a new thing, and he's leading her.
Is that the way it worked? Right, okay. Do you know the Hansel and Gretel story?
Yeah, they left breadcrumbs so that they could find their way back.
Right.
But I don't think Colin and Edith are doing that.
Way back from where?
Well, because I don't think they'd need to find their way back from anywhere.
No, Hansel and Gretel.
They went through the forest.
Yeah.
And they left breadcrumbs so that they could find their way back
right out
of the forest.
And what happened?
Somebody ate the breadcrumbs.
Who?
The wolf.
The wolf? Was he on the way back from the on the way to the Three Little Pigs house? Or Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah.
Right. He's a busy wolf, wasn't he?
Mm.
So what did Hansel and Gretel do when they...
They went in search of, like, a gingerbread house or something.
They went looking for a house made of gingerbread. Right.
They didn't go looking for it, did they?
Okay, well, they just found it. They were just walking through a forest, leaving bread along the way.
Right. Was it a two-man job? Was one walking and the other one, you know, throwing the bread out the bag?
I don't know. I always imagine Gretel putting the breadcrumbs down.
Right. It's a woman's job.
I didn't say that.
Right. Bread is a woman's job.
Because Hansel was obviously map reading.
Right.
Like, the bearer directions.
Something like that. Orienteering. So
if he had a map, why were they leaving a trail of bread?
What, and she was baking the cake as she was walking.
You're asking
she was doing her makeup and moaning.
You're asking too many questions, Rachel. It's an old story for children, primarily.
So this house made of gingerbread,
yeah,
Dave.
They found it.
Right.
I think.
Yes.
And the wolf was there.
The wolf wasn't
and
there.
Then they had to get back, but they couldn't because it'd been sabotaged because the wolf had stolen all the breadcrumbs, thus leaving them lost in the forest.
And that's just like Colin and Edith, then?
No. You see, now I kind of regret using this analogy because I'm not sure it's wholly accurate.
No kidding.
Today from 1,
Hansel and Gretel on Radio 1. Playing for us in Derry in April. This is Ash.
I did nothing.
Tell you now how surreal the studio has become. Rachel is now thoroughly reading in great detail the Hansel and Gretel story to find out what happened in the house made of gingerbread. Juliet has now gone, what happened to the trail of breadcrumbs then? Where did that go? To which Dominic said they were cleared up by the local council.
But that doesn't make sense because the council don't normally operate during the forest.
During the forest?
That doesn't even make sense, not even a sentence. In the forest, or the wooded area,
or a cop. Right, I have cop. I have page 3 of 5 of the Hansel and Gretel story here, Dave.
Yep.
There you go. Hansel reached up above and broke off a little of the roof to try how it tasted. Gretel leant against a window and nibbled at the panes. Then a soft voice cried from the parlour, nibble, nibble, gnaw. Who's laughing?
Juliet.
Right, well, fine. No, do you know what? No story for you.
Oh, please.
No, I'm sorry. No story for you.
I want to know.
What happens after Nibble, Nibble, Gnaw?
Yeah.
By the way, I believe they're playing at One Big Weekend in Derry, yeah.
Nibble, Nibble, and indeed Gnaw.
Three of the greatest DJs in Northern Ireland. Nibble, Nibble, and Gnaw.
And Agnelli and Nelson.
If you're good, I might read out a little bit more of the story, okay. But only if you behave.
Thank you.
You bad children. Coming up then, Britney Spears, Eminem will do car park catchphrase. Here's Dom and Jules, News for Sports, 9:31.
12 US Marines are killed in Morley, 9:35 now.
It was now 3 mornings since they'd left their father's house. They began to walk again, but they always came deeper into the forest. And if help did not come soon, they must die of hunger and weariness. When it was midday, they saw a beautiful snow-white bird, which sang so delightfully that they stood and listened. And when its song was over, it spread its wings and flew away before them, and they followed it until they reached a little house. When they approached the little house, they saw that it was built of bread and covered with cakes, but the windows were clear sugar.
"We were set to work on that," said Hansel, "and have a good meal. I will eat a bit of the roof, and you, Gretel, can eat some of the window. It'll taste so sweet."
Hansel reached up above and broke off a little of the roof to try how it tasted, and Gretel leant against the window and nibbled at the panes. Then a soft voice cried from the parlour, "Nibble, nibble, gnaw! Who's nibbling at my little house?" The children answered, "The wind, the wind, the heaven-born wind."
This is crap, this. Seriously, did read this to kids? No, it was not grammatically correct.
It was originally in German, I think, that's why.
Shouldn't have been nibble, nibble, gnaw, who's
knocking
at my
door.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been rhymed better.
House would...
And the children answer, the wind, the heaven-born wind. Well, it's quite blatantly not the wind.
Carry on.
And wouldn't the kids go, hang on, who's saying that? I thought we were in an empty house. Who's saying that? There's someone in the parlour, better run.
So many discrepancies in this story.
I know. Anyway, the story goes on.
They went on eating without disturbing themselves. Hansel, who liked the taste of the roof, tore down a great piece of it, and Gretel pushed out the whole of one round window, sat down, and enjoyed herself with it.
The end. There you go. That's it. That's where the story ends, sadly. I'll read that later on my own personal time. And that's a new version I haven't read before.
Has
maybe.
It got pictures?
I don't know. I think it comes out on video, though, soon. It's 9:37.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
should wear a warning.
Please stand up. Please stand up.
Eminem.
Yes, there's a Slim Shady in all of us.
Doesn't want to me, sunshine. Pure miles. Stand up. Untouched.
That's because you're in a clip.
It's 9:45.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans, and welcome to another Car Park Catchphrase. I'm here, so is the legend, Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Straight in then, who are our contestants today?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hi, my name's Paul and I'm from West Farwick.
Hey! Alan, are you not priming them up?
I did try.
What did you say to him before he went on the air?
Just what did you say to him before he went on air?
We said you're on line one, tell us your name and where you're from as soon as...
Are you Spanish, my darling?
I'm not, no.
No, not you.
Oh, as if he call you my darling anyway.
Oh, if you want me to call you my darling, Paul, I will.
No,
if
I'm
it
not.
Relaxes you, Paul. So whereabouts are you from, my darling?
I'm from West Farwick, yourself.
Oh, me, I'm from Leeds, love.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a office clerk in an office called FFG Hillebrand.
Oh, I love them. They import wine for supermarkets.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I know that. So, what car are you driving?
Vauxhall Astra.
Nice wheels. You left me stranded there, my darling.
Sorry, love. Where are you parked?
I'm parked at the car park right next to the QE2 bridge.
Wow.
It's a good bridge.
It's the QE2 one, Dave. Right, let's hear the horn, Paul. Nice. Nice and meaty.
Thank you.
Pleasure, my darling.
Are you Spanish?
I got there, my love.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Lou and I'm ringing from Leeds.
Hey!
But they did tell me that I was on line one.
Oh,
caramba.
What do you say about that then, Spanish girl?
Sorry.
Right, okay. I'll tell her I let her off.
She says you're a cow and she's never going to phone again.
Oh, honestly.
I told her. Right, so you're Lucy.
I'm Lou.
Lou?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Sort of a Lucy, but I prefer Lou.
You prefer Lou?
Yeah.
Right, all right then, Lucy.
Thanks.
What do you do?
I'm a youth worker.
A youth worker?
Yes.
You're working with the youth?
I do, yes. And they're lovely, all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I work with the youth here.
Yes.
Alan.
He was lovely on the phone.
What, really?
Yeah.
He's a really get good. In real life.
Well, I've met you before.
Me?
Yeah, all of you, yeah. You know when you came to Leeds and did your show from the Met, from the university, I was there. And I'd never listened, I'd always hated you before, thought you were rubbish, but I listen to every day now. I told you that as well, I don't think you liked it very much.
Yeah.
But I do listen to every day now, you see. You won me over.
Paul, your chances of winning have just increased.
Excellent.
That was a compliment, Chris.
Oh, I'll take it as that then, yeah?
Good, good.
You're not the one who slept with Alan, are you?
No,
Chris. Okay, sorry about that, just checking. Where are you parked then, Lou?
I'm outside my work in Leeds, in Hare Hills.
Hare Hills, very nice. What are you driving?
A Volvo 340.
Lovely. Where do you live in Leeds?
Chapel Allerton.
Oh, really?
I'm posh, me.
It's quite posh. Right?
I'm not really. I'm from Essex, to be honest.
Well, you don't sound as though you're from Leeds.
No, I'm not. I'm an Essex girl.
But you're loving it in Leeds, aren't you?
I do. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you see that, Dave. Leeds is the place to be.
What a tremendous place it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay, let's hear your horn then, Lou.
Ready?
Oh, nice and meaty. Paul, let's hear yours again. All right, so he's higher.
She's lower.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, she's lower. All right, good. Are you ready, Lou?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready, Paul?
Ready.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
best of three. Good luck. You're playing for big prizes today as well. Don't forget, we've got the Everything or Nothing 007 game for the two letters and a number games console, or the one letter box console, or you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Plus the world's first official James Bond 007 digital camera.
Ooh.
Here we go then. Mr. Fish looks like he's away on a hunting weekend in Canada. He's wearing his waterproofs, which makes me think it's probably geese that he's hunting. Yeah, apparently it's wild geese that they're after. And they're off on a big chase. Who was that? Paul?
Paul, yeah.
Yes, Paul?
Hunting on a wild goose chase.
A what?
Hunting on a wild goose chase.
Hunting on a wild goose chase,
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
You can't give that to you. It's not 100% correct. So keep going with the clues, then. Looks like they've seen a wild goose, and they... Yes, Lou?
Wild goose chase.
Wild goose chase.
You're right!
Yay!
Well done, my darling.
Thank you, my darling.
Sorry about that, Paul. Hunting on a wild goose chase wasn't right.
Fair enough.
Right, okay. He sounds gutted. I wish he was. Right, next one.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is out shopping in town with his mum. Apparently he wants a new cap. And his mum's come along with him to make sure he gets the...
Lou!
Yes, Lou?
If the cap fits.
If the cap fits.
You're a winner!
Yay! Yay!
What?
You just cured my hangover for me, Chris. Thank you.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Hang on there, Lou. Paul, sorry about that. You were rubbish.
Pardon?
What was that?
Spanish.
What was that? What's that?
Hey?
Hey, what's that? All right, Paul.
Okay, then.
Take care, my darling.
All right, thank you.
It's time for dinner.
Bye.
Bye. Did we ring him while he was in the middle of something? He sounded a bit preoccupied with speaking Hathelant. Well done, Lou.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a games console at home that you enjoy playing with?
Yes, I do.
What have you got?
It's the one with the letterbox.
The one with the letterbox, that's what I've got. All right. Well, you've won the new Bond game, and you've also won the first ever James Bond 007 digital camera.
Hoorah, thank you very much.
Well, that's all right. Hoorah for you. Well done.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Say hello to all the youths for me.
I will do, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go then, another happy winner on Car Park Catchphrase. Well done to our callers. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
You know I'm going to lose.
This bank holiday.
Scott Mills, 10 hours straight. Have we played this? No? We're going to play now then. Right, Deepest Blue, give it away, Radio 1.
I've never learned to love somebody. Now all I need is all I see.
Deepest Blue and Give It Away. One more song from us and then Joe Wiley's on. Hurrah, celebrate, celebrate.
Like a ghost, don't need a key.
It's another slow one from Dido.
Your best friend.
Here we go.
I've come to be.
It's the techno mix.
And please don't think of getting up for me. You don't even need to speak. And I've been here for just one.
Can we?
You already miss me. If I go away, so close the blinds and shut the door. You won't need other friends anymore. Oh, don't leave home.
Oh, lovely Dido. Singing voice of an angel, a speaking voice from someone from a rough council estate in Essex, but you gotta love her. My name's Dido. Dido, nice to meet you.
And you too, you alright?
Nice girl though.
Cracking,
that said. Oh yeah. You wouldn't say no, would you? Anyway, Dido, Don't Leave Home, it comes out on Monday. So this afternoon, in fact, in about half an hour, we're leaving to go to the TV studios to record Dave's TV version of Reverse a Word. His dream becomes a reality later today. So a full story about that tomorrow on the show. But you can't wait, can you, Dave?
Can't wait, no way.
Coxie is here from 3. Colin and Edith are back from 1 o'clock. And the future, Mrs. Moyles, Joe Wiley.
And her beautiful eyes are next.
To weekdays, Colin and Edith from 1.